Welcome to Yala Rocks. Today you'll be spending some time with Drake, an interdisciplinary belly dance researcher and performer based in the Chicago area. He joins us today to chat a little bit about multitonal symbols and how to integrate them into your dance. He'll go over what multitonal playing is, how to play zills even if you're not dancing to Middle Eastern music, and a way that you can scale any multitonal playing to your level. So go ahead and find your zills if you'd like to play along with today's episode. You can check out a visual challenge to go along with this episode and find all of the cool places to hang out with Drake online on the show notes page at thebellydancebundle.com/101.
Hello, hello. It is me, Drake Von Trapp, and I am so thrilled to bring a finger cymbal choreography to the Fusion Belly Dance Bundle for this year of 2023. And just to preface this little podcast recording, I am speaking off the cuff, so thank you for bearing with me and the spontaneous organization of my thoughts as I deliver this stream of consciousness. So what we will be learning together is what I would call it an intermediate advanced finger cymbal choreography. Now, the dance itself is maybe not super technically challenging, but the layers with the finger cymbals are what bring it to that next level. So the style that we're going to play is what is called multi-tonal style, and it is a uniquely challenging way of playing finger cymbals. So, to give you an idea of kind of a brief history of multi-tonal style, now I'm not an expert in what this is, it's not something I came up with, but I learned multi-tonal style through the Dance Cohesion program with April Rose, starting back in 2019. So I've been studying it since then. So whatever that math is, like 5 years. And I know that she studied with Lauren Cecchio, who teaches this style. So my instinct is to say that Lauren Cecchio probably named it. But yeah, that it, just to illustrate that this is not something that Drake came up with. This is something that I was taught and I've been studying with both April and Lauren for several years. So, multitonal style is different from other finger cymbal formats, if there are other formats that you can give a name like that, in the sense that it uses three separate distinct sounds, and it is designed to be kind of a mirror to what the rhythm is, or what the drum is doing. It's intended to be used generally with Middle Eastern rhythms. Of course, this could be applied to, you know, other world rhythms, but the way we use them as belly dancers, they're primarily going to be Middle Eastern and Egyptian rhythms. So for the one-to-one translation of the drum sound to the finger cymbal sound, so in a drum, if you think of like your standard like goblet drum, right? You have a doom, a tek, and a ka. So those are our three foundational sounds. And on your finger cymbals, that translates to a ring, a clack, and a tick. So a ring is what we are probably all mostly familiar with. It's when the cymbals bounce off of each other and they make that very long, resonant, bell-like tone. Now, for the sake of your eardrums and mine, I have my wooden finger cymbals on right now, so they are not going to destroy the microphone. It won't sound quite the same as metal cymbals would, but keep in mind that the visual description that I gave for the ring. So my wooden cymbals are going to sound like this. So they're just bouncing off of each other. And it's an open sound. Now, a clack is what goes with the tek on the drum. So a clack is a muted sound where you just sort of put you put all of your first three fingers on your top cymbal and you squish them onto the thumb symbol. So kind of like if you were opening and closing your hand and going like blah, 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 blah. It's like that, but you have finger symbols on. So, and that's going to sound more like. So that is a muted clack. And a tick is also a muted sound, but it works a little differently. So a tick is where you tuck your finger symbol into your thumb, right in that thumb web between your thumb and your first finger. And then you bring the rim of your thumb symbol to the center as much as you can of your middle finger symbol. So that is a tick. So let's see if these sound very different with the wood finger symbols. So we have ring, clack, and tick. My instinct is to think that the ring and the clack don't sound all that different to the mic, but the tick sounds different. Now, in most, what I would say, what I've seen mostly in fusion, that we've kind of gotten into a rut with finger symbols. And I know with fusion, there's not always the same impetus to pursue finger symbols because you're not necessarily dancing with Middle Eastern music. But what's really lovely is that you can play a Middle Eastern rhythm with your finger symbols over any kind of music. And I have done this to Western music, and it really sounds quite interesting. It's very amazing to me. But usually what we are taught, especially if you were brought up in a cued improv format like Fat Chance, the foundational rhythm is usually a triplet or a three where you go. Right, we all know that one. And mostly it's all rings. And there is, I know that there are other formats of finger symbols where they do get a little more complicated than that. But in general, there is not a ton of variety, just sort of endemic to fusion. And something that I find really interesting about multitonal style is it has a super wide spectrum of difficulty. So, for example, we have a spectrum of what we call an open to a closed rhythm. So an open rhythm is when you are only playing the foundational sound in the rhythm. So for to use Saidi as an example. So a Saidi goes doom tech, doom doom tech, doom tech, doom doom tech. So with finger symbols, it would go ring clack, ring ring clack. Ring, clack, ring, ring, clack. And that's what we call an open version of the rhythm. Now, in between that, fully open and fully closed, there are a range of fillers that you can do that sort of fill in the quarter, eighth, and 16th notes in between that foundational rhythm. So, with going back to our Saidi example, so we have our foundation, which is doom, tech, doom, doom, tech. And if we were to close that a little bit, like a semi-closed or sometimes called semi-decorated, we could go doom tech, tech a doom doom tech a tech, tech a doom tech, tech a doom doom tech a tech. And when we use that, suddenly we're not just playing rings and clacks, but we're also playing ticks. And you'll usually play all of your ticks on your non-dominant hand, but it would sound like this. Seven and doom tick, tick a doom doom tick a tock, tick a doom tock, tick a doom doom tick a tock. And that is a partially closed rhythm. And with a fully closed Saidi, there are no pauses. There's no breath. You just play every single sound. And I can't really scat it out with my mouth very effectively. Because it sounds kind of crazy, but I will try. So if we go doomka teka tika doomka doomka teka tika tika doomka teka tika doomka doomka teka tika. I'm just going to play it with my cymbals and you'll get the idea. Seven and. And that is a fully closed version of the rhythm. So, in our choreography, or in my choreography that we will be doing together, we are going to use a variety of these fillers with multiple different rhythms. Now, there will always be the option, of course, to do the fully open rhythm because closing the rhythm is really, really, really hard to learn to do just standing in place and breathing at the same time, much less dancing. So it is completely fine if you need to focus on just getting the fully open rhythm, but know that there are always levels and ways to scale it up to make it more advanced for yourself. So I hope you enjoyed my little mini chat here about my finger cymbal class, and I look forward to seeing you in class.